Podcast family. This is Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. I hope everybody's doing well. It's so great to be back in LA. I've been traveling a lot, which prompted this particular episode. I was recently at a conference. I had been told prior to going to this conference that I would probably be the chocolate chip in the sugar cookie, and I was not disappointed in that. Yes, I was the chocolate chip and the sugar cookie. And this particular conference was for arts leaders, and I won't give away the name of the conference, but it was very interesting to me because I felt on some respects, because I knew some of the people at the conference, you know, I felt welcome there, but with some other people I felt completely unwelcome to this party, I guess, of, you know, elite folks in this cultural world. What I found interesting about the conference was there is an interest to diversify their ranks. I literally was one of two people of color. I was the only black person out of maybe 100 people. The rest were white men and white women. There were additional people of color who came later, but as far as the people who were there as my colleagues, I was the only one. I kept thinking to myself, you know, when are we going to realize that diversity isn't something that we talk about and that we actually put our money where our mouth is? I acknowledge and I commend the organization for trying to implement some diversity initiatives, but I kept thinking, wow, it doesn't feel like it's enough. It's a lot of talk, it's a lot of meeting. But in my mind, I'm like, well, what can we solidly put in place right now that would have an effect? Now, granted, when you're talking about integration, because I guess that's what this is modern day integration, you do need to be strategic, and you know, you have to make sure that it can sustain itself. But I guess my biggest concern was that part of the diversity conversation is who are you funneling into that system? And I realized that for me, my career in the arts started at a really, very early age in high school and in college. And I independently made the decision that I wanted to go into production, producing, management, and I wanted to stay off the stage. And so many of our young people of color are encouraged to be on the stage and be in front of the camera and not be behind the stage, be off to the side or in the audience as the producer. And I just want to encourage people who have young people who are interested in the arts that you don't have to only be on the stage. You can be behind the stage. You can be writing the checks to all the people who are on the stage. And I think the only way that part of the cultural arts world can be diversified is if we as people of color, particularly black people, we start informing our young people, our children, that you can make a career in the arts. It doesn't have to be as the star or as the actor or the singer, that you can manage someone's career. You can be an accountant who takes care of the finances. You can be the director who directs the whole show. You can be the producer who pulls it all together. So, the lesson learned from this weekend was that my white brothers and sisters have got to be willing to move into this change moment and realize that because demographics are changing in this country, that eventually that meeting of folks at this particular conference will be diversified, that you will have a diversity of thought, a diversity of cultural backgrounds, and a diversity of exchanges. I found myself feeling just like sort of an odd man out. And what's funny is I knew a lot of those people. I've gone to school with some of them. Some of them were my professors. But there's something about being a person of color when you're around all white people that can be very uncomfortable. I was asking myself while I was there, I said, I wonder how any of these people in here would feel if they walked into this room and it was all black people and they were the only white person in this field at this particular conference. So to my white brothers and sisters on this call, I'm going to ask you and challenge you. Think about a moment in your life where you have been the majority and you saw a person of color and they were the minority in that room. And ask yourself, how would it feel if I was that person? How would I want people to treat me? How would I want to be talked to? How would I want to be so welcome? How would I want people to welcome me? And on that note, I'm going to end this week. So as we end every week, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater nation of your country, a greater person of yourself, and a finer world to live in, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thanks for tuning in this week. Have a great week. Peace.